Yeah, once again, I'll ask you, do you remember what your grandparents called?
No.
Okay. What do you call the kind of musical instrument that you put up to your teeth and you pick it like that?
Teeth?
You pick it. It's a musical instrument. It's made out of metal. Hello.
Good evening.
And you put it up to your teeth and you do it like that?
I'm not musical, much musical inclined.
Okay, or we just leave that one blank then. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end, one sits on the other.
Springboard.
Okay. Now, is that the same thing as a seesaw?
Yes, a springboard, you jump up and down, one on each end, and they jump on it.
Uh-huh.
And a seesaw, you go round and around.
Okay. So then a seesaw is a sort of a homemade merry-go-round, is that right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Did you play on one of these when you were a child, on a seesaw?
Yes.
How was the thing made?
Well, my daddy made, he bored a hole and got a piece of wood, tree or something, trimmed it down and put it in there, and we seesaw around on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, did it go up and down as well as
around? Yes, up and down all around. So you had to bore a large hole in there.
Well, how did you keep from falling off?
Well, we were hold to it, I guess, and they had a little board nailed across the end or two you could hold.
Uh-huh. That really sounds like pretty good fun.
Yes.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that is used to sharpen a knife on? A little piece.
Come here. Maybe he can tell you how to get out. Come just a minute to the door. What is this stone that you use to sharpen the axe or knife or what is it called?
Grinding rock.
How about a smaller one that you can carry around in your pocket?
Speaking of a file.
I'm not really sure. I think what I'm talking about is something that's maybe about that big that you can carry in your pocket and sharpen a knife on it.
Yes, for common, we'd say wet rock.
A wet rock, okay. Fine, thank you very much.
What kind are you buying it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind are you buying it?
Wiggler.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let's see. How'd you like to draw some fences for me?
I don't like to draw.
Okay. Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences and I'll draw them?
Rail fence.
Okay, and how was the rail fence made?
They were cut out of logs, wood, it was split up, and they were laid across each other. I guess I could do it, I don't like to. It's been so long since I've drawn any.
Well, I'm sure you can do a better job than I can. Oh, so it was a sort of zigzag mm-hmm. arrangement.
Yeah. Kind
of
like that.
Mhm. Okay, fine. Thank you. And how many rails high were these?
You asked me something I don't know.
Okay. But what were they about?
They were about this high.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Looks like about 4 feet, does that sound right?
You might ask my husband, I don't know.
That's good enough. Now what were some other kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use?
They used to pale in the fence.